Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County, brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. Coming Wednesday, June 27th, to Weill Hall at the Green Music Center on the campus of Sonoma State University, the world-renowned Mormon Tabernacle Choir will be performing in Rohnert Park, and we have the music director of the choir, Dr. Mac Wilberg, on the KSRO Live Line. Good morning, Dr. Wilberg.
Good morning.
Why is the choir so beloved around the world?
I think that the choir has... its reputation lies much in the fact that it has had a broadcast every Sunday morning since 1929.
Wow.
In fact, starting next month, we will be celebrating the 90th year of this broadcast. And I think as a result, I have people stop me all the time who say that they remember listening to it when they were a child. And I think that the choir has sung to the hearts of the people for many, many years.
That's absolutely true. And it also crosses so many divides. It really does. It unites so much. So many people are united by the sound and certainly to the sight of the choir itself.
I think that is very true. We always say that in any performance that we give, whether it's our Sunday morning broadcast or a tour program, as we will be doing very soon, there's usually something for everyone in any given performance of the choir and the orchestra as well.
And that's why the expectation is that Weill Hall will open its doors to the lawn at the Green Music Center to try to accommodate all of the people who want to see and hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And just to such amazing performances, so many places. Can you think of the top maybe two, three performances that you've experienced with the choir that have been among the most moving?
Oh, that's a very hard question. You as a performing artist, you sort of live from performance to performance, and it's a little hard to pinpoint one. I will say that 2 years ago we were in Europe. Enjoyed a great European tour and sang in some of the great halls in Europe, including the Berlin Philharmonie and the Musikverein in Vienna.
Wow.
And so sometimes the venue kind of brings back great memories of a particular performance.
And how many voices are in the choir, Dr. Wilberg?
We have 360 seats in the tabernacle, and we actually have about 400 singers, but not every singer can be there for every performance. So we will actually be bringing about close to 300 singers on this particular tour, as well as about 60 to 65 in the orchestra.
It's a remarkable group. I don't know how you, as the music director, can manage to corral all of those voices and all of those musicians.
Well, it is a challenge, but also working with fine musicians always helps.
Well, we're looking forward to having you right here at home at the Weill Hall at the Green Music Center. It's a beautiful room, a beautiful lawn adjacent to that room. And
I understand it is very beautiful, and
yeah,
certainly looking forward to being there.
And you've been you must have been on all the great stages of the world, I would think.
Well, that is true, and looking forward to being in this beautiful hall as well.
And one of the things that people might not know about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is your collaboration with many different artists, including Yo-Yo Ma, James Taylor, Sting, many others that we're familiar with.
Yes, that's one of the many great things about being associated with the choir is working with really some of the greatest artists of our day.
It will be Wednesday, June 27th, just right around the corner at the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square will be performing and directed by Dr. Mac Wilberg. Dr. Wilberg, thanks so much for being here.
It's been my pleasure.
Hope you enjoy your stay in Sonoma County.
I'm sure we will. Thank you very much.